Recordings have started. You may now begin.
Thank you very much. Would you like me to do a roll call for you, Jonathan?
Yes, let me welcome everyone to the council meeting, 29th of January. We hope to take only 1 hour of your time, not the 2 hours that some of you may expect. Hopefully you've seen that we plan to conduct an efficient meeting and deal with a few items within an hour. So, Glenn, yes, please proceed with a roll call.
Thank you. Brett Fawcett? Don't seem on the call yet. Donna Orson?
Present.
Jonathan Robinson?
Yes.
James Bladel?
Here.
Joab Kieran?
Here.
Volker Greimann?
Present.
Thomas Rickett, I don't see on the call yet. He'll probably join in a few minutes. Phil Corwin?
Good morning, all.
Susan Gabaguchi, I believe, is still on holiday. Brian Winterfeld?
Present.
Heather Forrest?
Present.
Osvaldo Nova?
Present.
Tony Holmes? Tony's not on the call yet, and I think he will be joining for the first 30 minutes. Edward Morris?
Here.
Amar El Sadar?
Present.
David Cake?
Here.
Marilia Martiel?
Present.
Avery Doria?
Here.
Tiffany Perrin?
Present.
Dan Reed? I do not see Dan Reed on the call yet. Carlos Gutierrez?
Good morning.
Cheryl Langdonor?
I'm England.
Patrick Miles is absent and sends his apologies. And for staff, we have David Olive, Rob Hogarth, Marisa Cornix, Mary Wong, Steve Chan, Lars Hoffman, Julie Headland, Steve Sheng, and myself, Glenda Saint-Gerie. Have I left off anyone? Or have... Yes?
Glenn, this is Thomas Rickert. I'm present.
Ah, thank you, Thomas. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jonathan. Then it is over to you. Just to remind people before, though, to say your name before speaking for the transcription purposes. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. Thanks, everyone, again, for joining the call. And, of course, welcome again, and especially to Phil Corwin, who joins us for the first time. I'm sure many of you know Phil, and we'll look forward to meeting him in Singapore. But I'm sure he adds experience and a great dimension to the council. So welcome, Phil.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'm delighted to be here.
Great. I look forward to working with you. We have the audio enabled for the first time in Adobe Connect, so it is available to all of you. If you are taking advantage of the microphone capability and the audio on your computer, just be aware, in fact, regardless of how you're joining, to, of course, mute if you aren't speaking. We've got really three key purposes of this meeting. One primary, probably, and two secondary, but nevertheless, it entails three items. One, a quick opportunity to review the actions, where we are with current activity. Two, and this is really was, in many ways, the primary purpose of the meeting, to ensure that everyone is as up to speed as they reasonably can be on the work of the cross-community working group on the stewardship transition. And finally, to take advantage of being together to ensure that we're in as good shape as we can be ahead of the Singapore meeting around just over a week from now. So let's, before we get on with the meeting in earnest, let's make sure we just check if there are any statement of interest updates. And I assume, Bill, if you haven't already filed one, you will shortly be filing either an updated or a current statement of interest. But just let me check under 1.2 if there are any updates or comments regarding statement of interest. Thanks, Phil. I know from the chat that you'll file one shortly in the standard form, I'm sure. Under 1.3, there is an opportunity to review or amend this agenda. Any comments or issues in relation to the agenda? Next, under 1.4, we have the opportunity to note the status of the minutes, and my sincere apologies, this is something we were relatively good at, and it slipped with everything else that's been going on. They need reviewing and simply checking prior to posting to the list. So it's really pretty much on myself and the vice chairs to do that, and we'll turn that around in short order and try and make sure that's all sorted out together with the meeting, the minutes from this meeting. So we're back up to speed by the time we meet in Singapore. Apologies again for that. So in terms of the action item, I don't intend to go through it in fine detail, but I do note that there was a request that meeting notices were sent to the council about the expert working group meetings. This is really the work that's going on to plan for how to integrate the expert working group work into back into GNSO policy development, and there is a meeting, I note, going on today. You have received a note in your council mailboxes about that. So if you haven't seen that, it's at 20 UTC tonight, at least for those of us that are in a UTC time zone, 20:00 UTC. Additionally on that, just noting that those two letters were sent off, one, and you would have seen copies that have gone to the list, one which is relating to name collision and our essential intention not to undertake any significant policy development work at the moment, and the second was a response to the board request and comments regarding future rounds of new GTLDs. With respect to the GAC communique, there is some work going on, and there's a live discussion about how we process GAC communique. There's also an action on me to talk with Thomas Schneider and or GAC vice chairs. I'm afraid that hasn't happened, and I'm not quite sure how to make it happen. Everyone's been desperately busy, and in particular, the work on the transition seems to be absorbing an inordinate amount of time, and running that CWG and doing all the work associated with it. I did talk with Thomas Schneider this morning, together with the co-chair of the CWG group, talking about giving him an update and a briefing ahead of the GAC meetings in Singapore, but unfortunately we didn't get to cover the more general point. So I think it is something we want to carry on working on and find a way to discuss this, so that remains an open item. So if we could move back to the main agenda, then I think that covers all I wanted to say about the action items, unless somebody has any questions or comments in and around open or other actions. Okay, so the next item is item 3. Just waiting for the agenda to come up. I see there is one in the notes. I just want to make sure about that. So there's the two items in the consent agenda. One is to approve a request for the extension of timeline for the issue report on rights protection mechanisms. This is something Mary Wong mentioned at our previous meeting, and in addition, to approve the formation of an informal community group to review the IDN implementation guidelines, and then moreover to approve the draft GNSO Council letter in response to these. Are there any questions or comments on either of those two consent agenda items? And I'll remind you of the process that we need to either generally accept that these are on the consent agenda, or if someone is not comfortable with it, bring it off for further discussion, and then to simply take a vote to accept the consent agenda. All right, Glenn, if you could we'll record a voice vote. Is anyone not in favor of the two items being approved on the consent agenda, or the consent agenda being approved as is? Would anyone like to abstain? So Glenn, if you could record then that those present were in favor of the consent agenda as it stands.
Thank you, Jonathan. I will.
All right. The next item is what is intended to be the substance of this meeting, in the sense that it's a reminder to remain on mute, please. We now deal with the work of the cross-community working group to develop the transition proposal. This is a group which, as you know, is a cross-community working group chartered by four different chartering organizations, and it's done extensive work since formation, including preparing an initial draft proposal that's been reviewed for public comment. And I know many of you, if not all of you, have been tracking the detail of the work and what's going on. It was our intention to, as the notes say, to the original target was to try and respond to the timeline proposed by the ICG in terms of preparing a response from the NAMES community, a proposal, but ultimately this proved to be unrealistic. And so the CWG is meeting later today and will consider the impact of that and a new timetable with a revised target in that. When the CWG comes to look at that new timetable, it will become clear that there are various elements of risk involved with that timetable, and one of those is the mechanics and process and time required for the chartering organizations to approve the ultimate proposal. So really a key element of this discussion session today is twofold. One, to create an opportunity for any questions or any issues or any points in and around the work of the CWG so that councillors are properly appraised of that work and feel in a position to work with their respective communities to educate, inform, and just generally bring them along. And secondly, I guess, for any comments as to how, what, if anything, needs to be done to assist or how it might best be handled to ensure that the respective constituencies and stakeholder groups that comprise the GNSO are able to make a decision to support or otherwise or best understand the proposal. It's really understanding the mechanics of how they will deal with that. So I think it's worth highlighting that we have four representatives from the GNSO on the cross-community working group as what are known as members in addition to the open participants. So I think it would be, if I could just get remind the council who are the stakeholder group members, who are the sort of, if you like, the official representatives of the different stakeholder groups from the GNSO. My memory is that it's I wouldn't mind a reminder, actually. I'm pretty sure I know exactly who they are, but if someone could just remind me and the council who those participants are. James, go ahead.
Hi, so we're talking about the IANA coordination group. Have I got the right group?
The stewardship, the transition group.
Ah, the stewardship, okay, transition. So the cross-community group or the coordination group?
Well, the cross-community group, James.
Okay, then I've got the wrong one. Sorry.
No problem. Thanks. So I see in the chat, Marika's put a link to the full membership of the CWG, and Donna reminds us that she's the registry's stakeholder group member. There are representatives in any event from each GNSO stakeholder group. But the key point is not all of those. Thanks, Marika. There we go. So what I want to highlight really is that you've got Greg, Graham, Avery, Donna, Stephanie. So that covers all NCSG, CSG registries, and registrars. But the point being that not all of those are councillors. So when it comes to working with and approving the proposal, which is going to ultimately be done in the GNSO through the council, it's critical that councillors know and understand. A, the history of the development of the work, and B, the proposal as it currently stands. So are there any comments as to how your different groups or constituencies are, how well appraised they are about this, and what effort, if any, is likely to be required to take them through the process of understanding the proposal as it eventually settles, and the sort of approval mechanisms? It would be great to have any questions about the process and substance of the proposal as it currently stands, understanding what, if anything, needs to be done in Singapore, and any comments you've got about how your groups might manage it. Donna, thanks. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jonathan. Donna Austin. So from the registry perspective, we have the registry meets, has a conference call every other week. So we generally provide an update on the status of the CWG work at that time. We didn't get an opportunity to do that yesterday as fulsome as I would have liked because we had ICANN's Fadi Ackerman-Cyrus on the call. It is our intention to, my understanding, Jonathan, is a discussion document will be published on the 2nd of February, so next Monday, and there will be a number of questions in that. We do hope that we have time to go through that with the RYSG during the Singapore meeting, but given that we have one proposal that's on the table, which is very similar to the one that was posted on the 1st of December for comment, and there are discussions going on about alternative proposals, I do find it a little bit of a challenge of finding that balance to keeping the RYSG up to date on what is useful information, because sometimes we move past what is useful information and move on to something else. So finding a balance is a bit of a challenge, but we try to update us regularly, certainly on the calls. And if there's any substantive decisions taken, we will do that via the email list. Thanks.
Thanks, Donna. That's helpful, and it's a reminder that it's worth pointing out the plans with respect to the work of this group in Singapore, but let me go first to Avery and then I'll talk a little bit more about that.
Okay, first, I put my hand up. Are we all supposed to be going through what we're doing? Or did I just assume that? I may have missed it. If so, I'm ready to say what it is we're doing. If not, I'll put my hand down.
Let me tell you what I was thinking, and I'm open to any other suggestions. It feels to me that it's important that all of the respective groups, and significantly also the constituencies, feel up to speed and up to date as to what's going on, such that when it comes to the proposal, they're not surprised by where it's at, going back over old ground and looking for reasons for things that may have been already processed. So really this is an opportunity to do two things, I think. One, for the council to be as up to speed as possible on the work of the CWG, and two, to talk about how the different groups might be processing and ultimately coming to a decision on the proposal as it is made. So yes, some form of update as to how the work is going on in your group, and whether you need anything more, and whether you see impediments to supporting the proposal as it's eventually developed. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to be sure. So in some ways we're doing what is similar to the registries. We only have the every 3 weeks to 4 weeks meeting, and it's definitely discussed during that meeting. There is a subgroup that it's an open subgroup within the NCSG that focuses on issues of this. There are announcements and forwarding of issues to our full discuss list, which has several hundred members on it, keeping them informed. There's periodic updates that I put out. At the moment, I'm lagging. I sort of missed my last one, but the introduction to the legal issues first four pages was so good, I used it as the status update last time. We've had one NCSG phone call focused on this issue. We will have more as it gets closer. We discuss, it's hard to say how it's going to go in terms of, accepting the proposal that's out there. There's fairly strong opinions in the NCSG on one type of model versus another. So, we're participating, and there's many members participating in the meetings. And, it's still very much in churn. But we will continue to follow that process. I believe that as much as any of our several hundred members want to, they are following along. Certainly the opportunity for talking about it, for questioning it, and for being updated are being made available.
Thank you, Avery. Let's go straight to Phil.
Thank you, Jonathan. Just briefly, within the business constituency, we have had some discussion on our biweekly calls. I'm a participant, not a member of the stewardship group. I've been passing along Greg Chatan's reports. He's been doing a great deal of work there. And on the accountability side, we've got Steve Del Bianco from the BC as the lead CSG liaison to that. What I did want to mention, and I'll provide a link in the chat room, I published an article just the other day, and this is relevant to what's going on. Secretary Strickling spoke at an event in Washington on Tuesday and said two key things. One, that the Department of Commerce and TIA would abide by the congressional appropriation language enacted in December, which prohibits NTIA from spending any money to do the transition in this fiscal year, which ends September 30th, the same day as the last date of the current IANA contract, and that implies at least some extension, perhaps short-term, of the contract. But more important, he raised a series of more than a dozen questions about the direction that the stewardship group has been taking, which indicates some NTIA concern about that and desire for them to reappraise what's happening. And since the U.S. government eventually has to approve the total package, I think that's significant. So I did want to mention that, and I'll provide a link in the chat room to the article, which also contains the full text of his remarks in case people haven't seen that. That's all I had to say on this.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you. I think that's a couple of really interesting points, that there may be some form of softening around the September 30th deadline, or quite how significant that is difficult to read. And you're right, there's just questions that the CWG hasn't yet really absorbed and dealt with, both the fact that they are coming from the NTIA and the substance of them. But I agree. And then second, I think it's very helpful to have your engagement in this, Bill, specifically because I'm aware there are sensitivities in the way in which we work in terms of the structure of the GNSO and the requirement in this particular instance, and others, in fact, for SG-type representation or membership. And although the group is open to participants, and you highlight that you are a participant, I think in this particular instance, perhaps most specifically in the case of the CSG, it's very useful that the constituency councillors are engaged and informed, such that they bring their constituencies along individually, as well as relying on the collective information and liaison, if you like, from the SG member of the group. Let me make a couple of remarks about the way in which the CWG is likely to operate in and around Singapore. First, it's proposed that there will be some webinars next week on Tuesday. The purpose of these webinars will be to update the community at large in general about the work of the CWG bring the community up to a common place as to where the work of the CWG has gone, where it currently stands, where there are critical areas of convergence of opinion, where there are critical areas of divergence, where there are critical areas of outright disagreement. In addition, those webinars are planned, the holding of those webinars, I guess, is contingent on getting the documentation out in time, which it currently looks like we will be able to do. And the documentation to support that is really twofold. One, a so-called discussion document. This discussion document, which is something that Donna mentioned, it's hoped to be published on Monday. So effectively, almost a full week ahead of the ICANN meeting. I know it would be ideal to have it out sooner, but the practical reality is that's what's likely to happen. And what we'll attempt to do is not produce any new information, but effectively try and synthesize and distill down the work of the CWG into those key areas, convergence, divergence, and disagreement, and then more to push that on another level and try and highlight where there are critical questions or issues that broad community input would be very helpful on. As the proposal currently stands, it broadly bifurcates into a so-called internal to ICANN solution and an external ICANN solution, and then there are variants on those, but primarily probably the most significant variant on how the internal solution might be structured. All of this is dependent on, in any of those three scenarios that I just described, to some extent, if not to a large extent, on the form of legal advice that the CWG is able to get and what its what becomes the art of the possible, plus other external parameters like the Strickling comments that Phil just mentioned. So it's definitely a moving set of parts, and in one sense, you could take the view, and Donna sort of hinted at this, that the movement makes it difficult, and others have also talked about this, makes it difficult to keep the groups appraised of things. On the other hand, having some understanding of that movement and continual update gives a sense of the story behind how we get to where we eventually end up. And I think that might prove to be important in the end in terms of driving this to some form of ultimate consensus, which is not going to be an easy task. So the intention and sort of expectations will be that there'll be a discussion document with key questions for the community that is published and available in Singapore. And in some ways, that's what this is going to be about, making sure that your respective groups, constituencies and stakeholder groups, as they respectively work, will be in a position to process and understand what's gone on and how and what the key questions arising are. So that may be as far as we can take it now, but let me pause a moment and just see if there are any questions, comments, or issues that anyone would like to discuss at this point in relation to the work of the CWG or anything associated with it. One final remark on that, of course, you'll be aware from previous meetings and your knowledge of the landscape that Thomas Rickert, who's also a councillor, is the co-chair of the parallel related and interconnected work on accountability. And, you know, that has key links with this work, but also, I guess, ultimately with some of the concerns that have been in and around council-related activity, and that's the, you know, how accountable the structures are to follow and adhere to GNSO-based policy recommendations, and to the extent that they don't, what recourse we have. So I think this, that accountability track is also absolutely critical, closely related to this work, and important to keep a close eye on. But for now, that's not the core topic of discussion. All right, well, we'll leave it at that, but please bear in mind that the key points of keeping fully up to date with what's going on, being in a position to continually remain up to date, and ultimately to support a proposal which hopefully emerges with the relevant and appropriate level of consensus from the NIN community. Let's flip over then into the practicalities of planning for the ICANN meeting in Singapore. You will have seen recently there's a schedule published. It's a relatively familiar schedule in terms of shape and structure. It's been worked on, thank you, Volker, for your efforts, together with Glenn and other policy staff. And its schedules are primarily focused in and around a series of updates for the GNSO as a whole as to the policy work going on Saturday, and then shifting over into Sunday with key discussions and interactions with Theresa Swinehart, Buddy, the ICANN CEO, and then moving on to talking about stewardship transition, ICANN accountability, a meeting with the board and the GAC on Sunday. Excuse me. It would be very helpful. I'm sure to be in contact with Fadi, with Steve Crocker, chairman of the ICANN board, and with Teresa about the substance, and the GDD people, in fact, about the substances and content of their interaction with us on Sunday. I know Volker would appreciate any input on that, so please provide, if you feel that, particularly on behalf of the GNSO and the council, but if there's something that you're particular group is also specifically concerned about, and it won't get dealt with say the board on the constituency days, and you'd like it to be raised with the board and it's relevant to the council, would be great to have your input on that. So if I could just encourage everyone to provide that input. Thanks. I see the agenda for the 2 days. Also, of course, what we then do is go on to meet with other group with other groups, both on the Sunday and also on the Monday, where we'll meet with the CCNSO. Currently, that's planned for a breakfast session. I'm a little worried about how effective that session is going to be, and so I may talk with Byron Holland, chair of the CCNSO, and see what we can do about that, if that makes sense. But it's scheduled for a breakfast meeting on Monday. And then, of course, we have the council meeting on Wednesday, the formal council meeting. And if you, again, as councillors or your groups, feel that you'd like to see something specific on that agenda, or there'll be a motion deadline coming up very shortly, it would be great to have your input there. You know, part of the content and substance of what we deal with is driven by the groups. We all make a reasonable amount of fuss about the use of the bottom-up process. I know many of you are stretched and busy with a lot that's going on, but it would be great to have any input you might have about content on the weekend sessions, particularly Sunday and also on Wednesday. Any comments or questions relating to Singapore content, scheduling, issues, any concerns, raise them now or provide information on the list, please. Question from Donna in the chat as to whether the CCNSO-GNSO breakfast conflicts with the Women in DNS breakfast. I'm not clear on the overall schedule, but I would imagine...
Yes, it does. Cheryl here. Sadly, it does.
Thanks,
not
Cheryl.
Happy.
Yeah. As I said, I have reservations about both the productivity, and you've given another reason to be concerned about that. So we'll do our best. I just ask for your understanding that scheduling is not an easy thing to deal with. But together with Volker and the support staff, we will see what we can do about that. Heather asks if we're having an update on the GNSO review from Westlake. That's a good question, Heather. I'd like to know that. I'm pretty sure, I don't know whether Westlake is going to be present in Singapore, and obviously Jen is no longer on the council, who was a key liaison point with all of that. There is a GNSO review topic on the weekend sessions, but I'm just not sure if Westlake is involved in that at all. Someone give me a nudge or assist me with that point. Mary, go ahead.
Thanks, Jonathan. Hi, this is Mary. The review is not directly supported by our team, but our understanding is that the Westlake initial findings will be presented and discussed in Singapore. There is a session scheduled for, I believe, Wednesday morning. We can find out if Richard and Colin are going to be in Singapore, whether they're going to be presenting remotely, but that there definitely will be a session with the presentation of what they've done so far, is our understanding.
Thanks, Mary, both for that reminder and just to remind all of us that review is a board commissioned review driven by the Structural Improvements Committee of the ICANN board. We were able to interact with that Structural Improvements Committee and provide our input, and that to the extent that they then commissioned the external group, professional services group Westlake, to undertake the review. There were various interviews and interactions Westlake. But that's a good point. It's not us driving that review per se. So that was probably the session I had seen, which is the Wednesday session. That, Marika, you put in the chat is a meeting of the GNSO review working party. The question is, what if anything of Westlake's work will be published? That's what I would be interested to know. Anyway, to the extent that we can find out, Mary's offered to see if she can turn over some stones and just see if we can find anything out there, so that if that could come back to the council list. Good question, Heather, and interesting point. So bear in mind, I'm aware that there is a reasonable amount, probably more than we would usually have, I think, of white space in this agenda, both in and around the Saturday lunchtime. There's between 12 and 4 on Saturday, there's quite a bit of space to prepare for discussions with the board, with the GAC, with the CEO, to discuss any substantial issues. So there is opportunity to take advantage of what feels, from my perspective at least, like a very frenetic time with a couple of breathers, and also to shape the agenda for Wednesday. So it would be really great to get any input from councillors, any direction from your groups as to what you would like to see covered in any of those sessions. Can't promise it will be, but to the extent that it's there, we'll do our best to accommodate any suggestions and points. Okay, well, that's probably enough for now. I did promise we'd try and keep it to no more than an hour. So that really covers what I had hoped to achieve. Let me pause for a moment and just make sure that there is an opportunity for anyone else to contribute from staff or from the council if you feel there is something you'd like to say before we wrap the meeting up. Thomas?
Yeah, just an idea to maybe use the joint CCNSO or GNSO meeting, you know, both of which are chartering organizations for both cross-community working groups. Maybe we can allocate huge parts of that meeting to stewardship transition issues as well, because I think we would really be well advised to advance our conversations on that topic to be ready if and when a decision needs to be made by the SOs and ACs as well as the CCNSO.
Thanks, Thomas. It's my understanding that would be the substance of the meeting. My concern is less about the value and content of the meeting, but the point is well taken in any event, and more about the scheduling and timing of it, in particular now that we know there's another schedule clash that people are concerned about as well. Avery?
Yeah, thanks. Avery speaking. I just have one question, and perhaps it's in here. I can barely read it, and I haven't looked at the online the copy that was sent to us. Is, for example, this morning in this meeting, we went through the stewardship work without also going through the accountability work, and I'm wondering how many chances we're going to have, since at the end of the day, you know, the first part of accountability and the transition have to both pass through council. How do we coordinate in council? Because that is one of the coordination places where we and the CCNSO, obviously, are responsible for making sure that the two do dovetail. The groups themselves are trying and bunches of people working back and forth between the two groups. But at the council level, we're also going to have to spend a certain amount of time paying attention not only to each of the groups, but to how they're connecting. So I just want to make sure that's in here somewhere to have that kind of conversation, and also just to sort of ask that it be on our ongoing schedule in the same way that the stewardship group was on a particular agenda item today. Thanks.
Well, good question and good points, Avery. And actually, it's interesting. You've flushed out something, I think, and maybe someone, Falk or Glenn or someone who can help me on this. But as I see it, we've got back-to-back sessions on Sunday relating to the stewardship transition and the accountability. But I noticed that adjacent to the accountability session, we've got listed as presenting Alyssa, Wolf Ulrich, and Milton, who, to the best of my knowledge, are really ICG people in that sense. So I'm just not quite sure that something's right there. I'm happy that the sessions are back-to-back. It should be helpful to have them back-to-back, and I think it will aid what you're talking about, if I understand it properly, Avery. I think but nevertheless, that doesn't mean those points shouldn't be brought out in that session. Okay, good.
Jonathan?
So it looks like... Glenn, go ahead.
I was advised to ask the chairs and the GNSO reps of the ICG group about presenting at that session. If you'd like me to change, I think we can probably.
Well, I know Alyssa's not going to be in Singapore in any event, but I do think, Glenn, that needs to be taken offline and just understood what it just doesn't add up properly at the moment with the presenters versus the topic. So something needs to be ironed out there. We can pick that up offline with Marika, yourself, and Volker, tidy that up. Doesn't negate or Avery's point is still well made and well taken. Amar, why don't you go ahead?
Thanks, Jonathan. This is Sama. Regarding the board GNSO expert working group, the joint group between the board and GNSO, I was just wondering on Saturday if any of the board members of that group would be present during the discussion, or is it just the GNSO members? Thanks.
Another good question. Marika, I see your hand is up there. Any thoughts there?
This is Marika. I know that the board members have been informed of this meeting, and I think calendar invites will be sent as well, although, of course, it will depend as well on what is on board schedule itself. But I think at least the invitation is an open one, and maybe that's also something that can be highlighted during the meeting tonight, if that is something that would be welcomed.
Thanks, Marika. If anyone who is present on that meeting tonight could highlight that would be useful. I wonder if it wouldn't be worth raising as one topic that, Falker, you might like to take note of if others are supportive of this. One thing I've heard quite a lot of sort of murmuring about is how the board participates and engages with the community during ICANN meetings, and you know, this is kind of a little example of that, in the sense that here is a topic that's a GNSO stroke board topic, and we do of course get to have the time directly with the board, which we shouldn't undervalue, and that's great that we have that time. But the board, I've heard people sometimes concerned that the board's kind of holed up in a separate place. And the question is whether that's something we want to talk with the board about, how they manage their time at ICANN meetings, and that might be one topic to just discuss with the board during our interaction with them. So I'll personally, you know, sort of reflecting that which I've heard previously and possibly now, suggest that, and I see Carlos has a tick in the room there, but I'll suggest that as one such item, and Amar, and Heather highlights that's just something that came up at the intersessional. Yeah, I mean, I've heard sort of comment and rumor muttering, however you want to put it, of concerns about this, that, you know, I remember certain board members being always active and present at our weekend sessions, and that seems to have changed now. It doesn't occur. So that's certainly one thing we might want to talk about. Thanks, Heather, noting that Fadi was receptive to such a point when we discussed it. All right. So please, you know, that's just one little idea. If you have other ideas for productive engagement, I mean, one thing I would say to you is I continually hear good feedback as to we are perceived to be a productive, working, functional part of the ICANN ecosystem. And I know there are concerns about elements of how we work, how the, and even structural concerns and so on. But I think that's it's encouraging to me, and I think we need to build on that. So, in having the discussion with the board, I think it's important, as I've done many times, to scene set that and make and keep them aware that we are a productive, functional, effective unit. But nevertheless, there are always areas that can be improved on. So please provide any input you can as to how we can make best use of this time that we spend in Singapore with all of the effort we go to travel there and work things out. Okay, I'll call for any other business. Hearing none, I'll thank you all for your participation, particularly those who had to get up very early for this or stay up very late. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being part of the session and look forward to working with you over the next week and, of course, in person in Singapore.